So as you rest down, you get information about the way you stand. So the parts of us that lead, we all have a leg that is our standing leg, the leg that we launch off of, and we have the leg that we tend to step forward with. And you might even think, if I was going to step forward, which leg would I use? And you probably already know. Your leg that leads, that usually has farther to fall when you lie down, and it may feel like one of your legs is heavier than the other. And when we walk with our heads a little forward, or if you walk with your head right over your shoulders, you'll know that when you lie down. And if your head feels really, really heavy, a lot of times it's because when you're standing, your head's a little bit more forward. That's okay. So we're not looking for corrections. We're just curious, like, what is going on? One of our shoulders usually will lie a little differently than the other. So in your sensation map, how you contact the floor with your right shoulder, the shoulder blade behind you, your left shoulder, shoulder blade, and feel whether one of them feels more comfortable, closer to your spine. And some of the questions you won't know, but it just directs your attention there, and your nervous system will start trying to find out. And also sense whether your right shoulder or left shoulder is further away from your ear on that side. Notice your pelvis, your sacrum behind you. And feel whether you have a heavy side there. Sometimes you can tell if you feel tilted, heavy, comfortable, maybe more towards your tailbone or more towards your sacrum. Our structure is shaped by our genetics, by how we use ourselves at work, how we use ourselves when we're playing, climbing, what has happened to us through injuries, our idea of ourselves, what we have been told that we can and cannot do, what we believe we can and cannot do, how we've been corrected. Sit up, stand up straight. What we've inherited, you know, the way our parents walk, the way they hold themselves, a lot of times we mirror that because that's how we learn. And diagnoses. So if somebody has told us there's something wrong, it's a moment in time. But sometimes we adapt to that injury, and even when the injury goes away, we still have the behavior associated with it. And then that can even cause other problems. And then, of course, our confidence. And one of the things that having connection in with our center gives us is a sense of alignment, self-awareness, agency, and confidence. Slowly stand your feet and bend your knees and feel how that changes your contact on the ground. What happens with your low back, your upper back, your head and neck. And then slowly lengthen your legs down so you really feel the difference. And then try it again. Bring your knees up and follow the changes as they happen. There's a shift in your pelvis. There's a shift somewhere maybe behind your low ribs, a shift behind your head. Good. And then pause here. If I press master off, will the lights turn off? Okay, thank you. And pause with your legs in standing. And many of you maybe have done yoga and you know that place where your fingertips touch your heels. We're not doing that. So you want to feel a place where if you press into your feet to lift your hips, just the idea of it, that you press evenly into your feet front and back. So if your feet are really far away from you and you press down into your feet, you'll know right away you're in your heels. And so then you would adjust your feet a little closer to you. And if you're only in your toes and your heels are light, your feet are too close. Yeah. Does that make sense? So you're looking for a place your feet can be on the ground and the pressure goes equally into the ball of the foot and your heel, the front and back of your foot. Yeah. So like here, if you press and lift your hips, you'll be kind of in your heels. But if you go here, maybe you might be more even. Does that make sense? You can feel the difference? Yeah. So we do a lot of asking this, and then you experiment and find out for yourself. And slowly begin by taking your fingers, interlacing your fingers and placing them behind your head, if that's okay for your shoulders. If it's not, you can use one arm, and gather your elbows in towards your cheeks a little. Right here, if you've ever done a sit-up, you're prepared. So soften and just breathe. Let your head be a little heavy for a moment. And without doing anything, just with your head on the ground in this way, begin to lift your hips a little from the ground and then place them back down. And one of the ways that you can tell you're working really hard or too fast is that your breath will stop. So work in a way that your breath can come and go, and you just lift a little and then place yourself down. Yeah. It's like you're lifting your spine like a string of pearls, and you lift first the bottom, and then you set it down, and then maybe you lift a little bit more the next time. And then slowly coming down and following the process of the way that you transfer weight through your system where it's clear. You're like, yes, I feel that. It's really clear. The pressure change where you move like a chunk, one part of you all at once. And pause for a moment with your hips on the earth. And use your center, your sternum, the front of your heart space, to gaze down between your feet, lifting your head from the ground. Yep, gaze between your feet. And in this position, lift your hips a little from the ground. Still breathing and coming down. So just a little bit. And you'll notice you have to maybe tip a little. That's okay. So if you find your head going a little closer and back down, does it make sense? Yeah, so then feel, how is it different? How is it different? You can take a break at any time. Yeah. So at some point, maybe you want to rest your head down, and then you're curious, you try it again. Yeah. Good. And then try it with your head on the earth and feel the difference. How is it different? We get really tired in this. Because we're paying such deep attention to sensation. So let's take a rest. Rest your head, let your arms rest at your sides, and lengthen your legs. And listen for what changes already. Sometimes what changes is your awareness. So that first move we did, that's a reference. It's a way also of seeing, just like as we lie on the ground, way of tracking, because we learn by knowing the difference. We feel ourselves do something one way, we do it another way, and we can discern which is better. And this is how you learn. And slowly stand your feet. Find that lovely place where they were again. And it's okay if that's a different place this time too. So just you find the place where your feet are comfortable. Leave your left foot where it is and cross your right over your left. Yeah. Yeah, so you, whether it's your ankle or your knee, we'll change it a little bit. So maybe cross your knee over. And if it's not so comfortable, you can just have your foot over. And begin to let the weight of your right leg take both of your knees a little bit to the right. So you're only going to go a little bit and then come back. Listening for the process. So you're turning your spine from the bottom up. Your pelvis, those large fist size lumbar vertebrae, and then you come back. And then you go again. And then you see, okay, well, what else can I include? Can you include some softness around the abdomen and listen for what happens in the weight behind you on the floor? And then come back. Feel the order of how you return. Sometimes the twist happens in a different way when you untwist than you would expect. So follow what happens in what order through your center, softening your throat and your jaw. Because even though you're not, maybe you are moving your head, it's not so obvious yet. And then coming back. And then find the place where you can bring your knees and your left shoulder just begins to lift from the ground. So at what point do you feel a little tug in your left shoulder? Still the breath goes and comes. When does it happen? Yeah. Yep. And when you have that and you're clear where that is, maybe open your eyes and take note for yourself. And then slowly rise, come back to center. It's like we turn off the computer and reboot. Uncross your knees, lengthen your legs, and feel. Yeah. Do you have a sweater, Allie? Okay, good. Yeah, it's amazing. Lovely. So you're listening internally for how you connect through your spine and movement. And then you're seeing, sometimes when you lie down between, things are, you're aware of them. There's an echo of movement. There's a different kind of awareness. And sometimes your whole pattern on the ground will be completely different. What is clear to you? And then bend your knees, stand your feet. Same leg, cross your right over your left. And feel how you go down now. So just try it one time. See where the place where your shoulder begins to rise is. It may actually have improved by not doing anything. Yeah. And it might be right away. Nice. And when you find that place, back off just like an inch. Come back just a little bit. And then pretend you're going to have to stay here for a really long time. What would you soften to do that? How could you maintain this shape, let your breath come in and out, and soften as much around your legs? It's like removing the static on a radio station. You're turning down the noise, making it a place of ease. Yep. And then rise up. Slow, slow. Always reversible. Like that you're listening not just in the going, but you listen on the coming back too. And then one more time, back to the right and feel how you transmit your weight into more the right side of your pelvis, what happens behind your shoulder blades, your heart space, your head. Does your head roll or not roll? Doesn't matter. And then this time, find a place you can stay comfortably for a while and interlace your fingers behind your head, gathering your elbows a little close. And the reason you gather your elbows close is so that the work is not in your neck. So inhale, and on an exhale, press your back down into the earth to lift your head from the ground. Look towards your foot. And then inhale, rest down on the earth, keeping your knees out to the side. So coordinating your exhale, curling your elbows in, rounding the back. Inhale, letting your elbows maybe open a little if that feels good to you. Yep. And then feel the process of the weight shift behind you. Yep. Don't do anything that's not comfortable. Always, okay. And as you are exhaling, so we're going to do this a few times, it's not about force. It's about lifting your chain, the spine, like a chain from the top, that you're lifting your head, your neck, your shoulders a little, and then resting down. Always the rest is just as important. Take an extra breath periodically, and then as you exhale, your sternum drops down, your chest bone drops towards your pubic bone. Yep, and as you rest, you expand. Okay, I think you're ready for a rest, don't you? And go slow, bringing your knees back. Very slow, like unwinding, unwinding. Release your hands and arms down. Rest your legs long. Look for what's there. So every time we move, we have an experience. We sense and gather information at a subconscious level. We look with our conscious mind, and then the body listens. And then each time we pause, you gain opportunity to update your model, to change your belief system, to waken something up. And then you clarify, okay, your intention, what am I going to do? And it starts again. You move, pause, update, clarify, change your mind, try again. Bend your knees and stand your feet. And just be curious, see what it's like to do this on the other side, not the whole of it, just the beginning. So cross your left knee over your right knee, and maybe even that right there is very different. And in an experimental way, because you have not done this on this side today, let your left leg take you to the left a little. So you're letting the weight take you, not a lot of force, and you're listening to the process inside, feeling how you go about doing that on this side. How are you organized? And then how are you organizing to come back up? You don't need to go to the end of the movement. And already, maybe you can make it a little easier by, yeah, changing where your foot is on the earth, or softening the work in your toes, your jaw, your eyes. And listen for what else moves. So everywhere, because your spine connects you from your tailbone all the way through your center between your ribs, in your throat, listen for what else is waking up or might be able to wake up to make this more possible, more easy, more well organized in your ribs, in your breath. Yeah. Right. Along the right side, what happens? Along the left side, what happens? Yeah. Some of you will feel almost a tug, like a downward tug. Some of you will feel more of a turn. And then it's always okay to question that and go, huh, am I doing, you know, is this really what happens? And then listen, oh, maybe something else could happen. Is there a different direction that's a little easier if I aim a little more down or a little more to the side? How could I find a path that makes this a little more simple, more interesting? And then find the place where your right shoulder begins to lift and see where that is. And then we'll rest. So find the place on this side. And it may be much sooner. It may be further. And then take note of that, where you are in space. Yeah. And if you run into a place that's not so comfortable up in here, don't go there. So you go right before the place that's comfortable, and then you work there, and then see what happens, because it will change. Good, and then take a rest. So come back up, uncross your legs, and see what is awake in your system. Are you all able to hear me okay? Okay, all right. Occasionally in a rest, you'll find you just want to get off your back for a minute. That's okay. You could do that. So if you want to do that at some point, you could always just roll to your side for a rest and then come back. You can stay and break the rules, and I can invite you to do something, and you can say, no, I'm not done resting. You have the ability to say, well, I'm still curious about this. I'm going to keep moving. So you begin to really own, just like you do in your other physical practices, when and how much you work and when you pause. And slowly stand your feet and bend your knees. And even that might be changing how you do that. And crossing your left over your right. And in your mind's eye, before you even move, you can imagine the rotation of your center, that like a string of pearls, right? The first section is your sacrum, then it tips, and then it takes each vertebra a little bit. And there will be places where you'll feel it's a little more, places where it's not so clear. So follow that as you let your legs go, and they'll go to the left. So you follow where your leg is heavy and let it take you to the left. Other way. It's okay, but see, it makes sense. But this way you get to use the weight of your leg to take you. I've done that too, I remember. Yeah. And see if you can locate or even imagine what happens to the vertebrae in the center behind your breastbone. Yeah. And find the place where your shoulder begins to lift. And then back away from it. Yeah, you curious girl. Going the other way. That's okay. So we're all with the left over right, I think, and going to the left, unless you need to stay with the other side, and that's okay. And once your legs are to the left, you'll pretend you're going to live here for a long time. If you had to stay here, how would you conserve your resources, and what work could you turn down? The work in your throat and jaw, the focus of your eyes, how you hold your shoulders, the softness of your ribs, the work in your thighs, feet, hands, abdomen. What could you let completely soften? Maybe you're even gripping your legs a little together. Can you soften there? If you're just arriving in that process, take your time. And then you can return when you've gathered your information. And maybe this time, pause with your feet in standing and just uncross and pause here. And then return. Left leg crosses over the right when you're ready. And lace your fingers. So we have the easy way that you always lace your fingers, and then go the weird way. So instead of having one finger in front, maybe it's your left or your right, you switch so the other one is in front. Does that make sense? So you find the funny way. And then bring your hands behind your head. And imagine before you do it, so first you let your legs tip to the left and you find the place that's comfortable. You're not all the way as far as you could go. You're maybe halfway. And then you'll gather, wait for an exhale. Your exhale, your elbows come in and your gaze looks toward the foot that's on the ground. So you're really looking, it's like through your legs toward the foot on the earth. Even if your eyes are closed, and then inhale, you rest. And when you want to try, you can. Yeah. And you're listening for the pressure into the ground from your middle back, your upper back. Yeah. Rest as often as you want. And then when you feel curious, you can do it again. Really gathering your elbows in so the work does not come in the neck and it's the sternum dropping. Yeah. 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 Is it comfortable for you to even draw them more? So feel what happens there. So then there's no work here and then rest, inhale, come down. Is it okay if I, okay, I'm going to bring my hand right here. Okay. And then as you exhale, yeah, yeah, it's here. Yeah. So you get really light in the head.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, and then inhale, come down. Yeah, so it's here. Yep. Okay. You feel the difference there? Okay. Okay, and everyone take a rest for a moment. Yeah. You find that? Yeah, that's right. It's really different, and part of that's the elbows coming in. Uncross, lengthen, full rest. Bend both knees and stand your feet. And we'll revisit the first move that we did here. So reminding yourself before you even do that, it's just a lifting of your pelvis, like you're coming a little into bridge, but maybe not that high, and then coming down. And feel how this has changed for you. What's more clear? What feels a little more organized as you bring yourself back down to the earth? How far up in your system can you follow the movement as you lift your hips? What do you feel behind and through your whole sense of your spine? Yeah, does your head move, not move? and coming down always. Yeah. Okay, nice. And then pause and rest for just a couple of breaths here. We'll do this breath practice here. And it's a little unfamiliar, probably, for many of you. There's a movement, and then there's the breath movement. And those two things can be always the same, or they can be separated. And now I'll explain that so it makes sense. So first, take a deep breath in, and just exhale. And then send your inhale up into your high part of your chest, like you're blowing up a balloon inside, and then a normal exhale. It's normal. And then your next inhale into your low belly, like you're blowing up a balloon into your abdomen. So you can have this movement like a seesaw, where you're expanding up in the top and then releasing, expanding into your low belly, sacrum. Okay. And you could actually do that movement whether it's attached to the breath or not. So leave that breath for a moment and just find your breath as it is. And see if you could play around with the movements associated with inhaling into your chest, but without actually inhaling into your chest. So you'd lift your heart a little bit, expand under your shoulder blades and under your collarbones, that area between. Right, you can do that whether you're breathing in or out. So you could even breathe into your chest, hold yourself nice and big, and then exhale and inhale so you can feel that. Right? And then release that. Same thing with the lower abdomen. So imagine maybe you actually breathe in and expand, which is really a pressing downward of your diaphragm, and then stay with your belly sticking out a little and just inhale and exhale. Mm-hmm. And you can actually keep your breath going and then begin to swap, lifting your chest and then lifting, sticking out your belly. So see if you can separate those two things. I know it's really weird, and it's going to be like worse than the patting your head and rubbing your tummy. So it's okay. It doesn't have to work. So it's like you could, in theory, keep your breath going, but maybe every once in a while you lift your chest and then you stick out your belly. I know, it's weird. It's like math. Okay, it's okay. Yeah. Pause. So one of those made sense to you. Maybe it's where you actually coordinate your real breath and you breathe into your heart and then into your belly. That's okay. So if that's the one that you got, we'll play with this as we go. So cross your right leg over your left leg. One of the things that Feldenkrais used to say is he'd say, if you're not confused, you're not learning. So it's okay to actually run into a place where you have no idea and to just kind of keep trying on ways of maybe approximating what you think might be happening, because you'll learn something else that I can't teach you, that only you can teach yourself. So it's a little different philosophy. Take your hands in a comfortable way and take them behind your head and gather your elbows really close as you can. And then soften your arms so that they can still be in, but you're not using a lot of effort. And let your legs begin to tip to the right and find a place where you can stay comfortably. Okay, lovely. And then with your breath going, lift your head from the earth, look towards your foot that's on the ground and stay there. Relax as much of yourself as you can. So how could you stay there? And then begin to inhale into your chest. Exhale. Inhale into your low abdomen. And then inhale into your chest. So you're just swapping. Every other breath goes up or down. And if you want to try doing it really fast and separating it from your breath, you're very welcome to. That is a really weird idea. You could Just try to do this movement of one breath here, or moving here. I may need to show you so you have an image. Good. Nice. And then rest down, rest your head, uncross your legs. Do you want to see what I mean? Are you curious? Okay. So roll to your side, and you'll have a rest in watching. So it's a really interesting thing. We lump a whole bunch of things together when we breathe. It's okay to just sit up for a moment. So, you know, we just have this rhythm that we do, and we always do it. But just because we always do that, they don't have to go together. So there's breathing here, and then there's here I'm just talking normally, but I'm doing all these weird movements. I'm still going back and forth, but I'm able to have a conversation with you. Right? They don't have to go with the breath. So you're differentiating an actual breath I'm inhaling and I'm exhaling. So you see, I'm actually trying to separate the movement. Yeah, I was keeping my inhaling and just making the movements go. And so one of the ways you can play with it is just by holding your breath and then trying. So you could actually hold your breath and just play with, you know, you can go, right? I know this is odd. So the reason we do this in a spine lesson is because your diaphragm is connected to your lower back. And a lot of us, especially if you've ever had back pain, you shut that down completely. And so you gain access. There's a lot more reasons than that, but that's one of the big ones. And then it's like when you make soup. If you always make the same soup, you can't taste all the ingredients separately, right? But if you taste the ingredients separately, you can have more idea of what's going on. That's not a perfect metaphor, but it's like you separate things so you understand them better at the root level, and then when you put them back together, they all work better. So rest down. And you don't have to actually understand quite, because you'll have one piece that really makes sense. So maybe you can seesaw breath by inhaling into your chest, and you can seesaw breath by inhaling into your low belly. And that is a beautiful way to access the same thing. And then if you want to play at one point, maybe you hold your breath. So cross your legs like you've been doing, but this time left over right. And bring your hands behind your head. And if you feel like there's a place where your right foot would be more stable on the ground, you can change where your foot is standing. So if it feels like you're really far away, really close. And then slowly begin to let your knees drop to the left and find the place where you can stay and hang out. So it's not the end of your ability, it's somewhere in the middle. And then take a breath in, and on the exhale, lift your head looking down towards the floor and find a way to soften as much as you can and stay here. So you drop effort in your legs, in your shoulders. Yeah, and you can come down and rest whenever. And then start, and let's first start with the breathing in to the chest. Letting your exhale be ordinary. Breathing into your low belly. So we really start coordinating. And that is enough. A few times, swapping, seesawing, feeling. Of course, it shifts you a little, doesn't it? This breath. And then if you wish, take an inhale, hold the breath, and practice now sending the breath down to your belly and then bringing the breath back up to your heart. It's like you're squishing one side of a balloon and expanding the other side of the balloon, right? So you squish the air from your chest down to your belly and then up to your chest and down to your belly, and then release your breath, release your head to the ground, uncross your legs. Pause here or rest with your legs long and see what that's like now. And what do you know? What do you notice? We'll do one last process here, and then we'll pause, we'll chat, take a break, and then we'll come back. So stand your feet, find a place where you can lift your hips powerfully into the air, and bring your hands behind your head and interlace them the weird way, if there is a weird way anymore. And I'm hoping, you know, the idea of a teeter-totter or a seesaw, do you all know what I mean by that? You can see like a board resting on a round piece, and kids play on them sometimes. Yeah. So we'll do a seesaw in a little different way. So first, letting your head rest on the ground, lift your hips a little bit into the air. And then as your hips go down, your head comes up. So you find, there you go. And then as your hips come up, your head goes down. Yeah, and now find a place where you don't ever bring your hips all the way down and you never bring your head all the way down. So you're sort of teeter-tottering somewhere in your back that you're interested about. Like maybe it's the place behind your low ribs. Find you go like down an inch, up an inch, breathing. Easy breathing. Yeah, this can be really strange. Yep. Might feel good. And then see if you can make it a little easier and more clear. And then rest for a moment. We'll do this one more time. But rest for a moment. Did you all find one place that seemed really interesting? Okay. Yeah, okay. So we'll look for a different place maybe next time. When you're ready and you'd like to, so you can rest a little longer or you can begin again, see if you can find another place to kind of clarify for yourself. Like a lot of times the area of our spine between the shoulder blades can be really like a no man's land, like it never moves, so we just don't have a lot of information. There might be another place. Is your neck okay? Okay. And then elbows really gather in, and that keeps the work out of your neck and more in your heart. And first you lift your hips a little and you lift them actually as high as you want. So if you're going to aim for a certain part of your spine, maybe you aim there. And maybe you take a breath and exhale and lift your head and let your hips drop a little bit and find a rocking there, wherever the place is. Can be actually quite a bit of work too. Are you breathing still? Soften the jaw, gentle focus in the eyes. And then when you are satisfied, leave your legs standing, let your hands rest. We'll check two things and just see how you feel, whether you feel you can tell you've improved. Maybe you already know and you're clear. Just cross your right leg over your left. Let your knees fall to the right one time. And listen for the place where your shoulder wants to come and see if it's a little different now. Listening for everything that happens along the way, what happens in your neck, throat, center of your chest. Does your head roll or does your chin draw closer to your throat? And how do you come back? Does your belly stick out? Sometimes, you know, lots of things happen. And then check your other side and just see how that's developed. And there's ways that we improve that aren't measurable. They can be the quality of movement can become more smooth. You can have more information, more sensory information. So you can follow the movement all the way up through the spine. And sometimes it is actually quantitative. You can tell how far you can go. Yeah. Yeah, and when you're done with that, when you're complete, uncross, lengthen your legs, and feel how you've changed on the floor. Gather your feedback from the earth. How your shoulders rest. What part of your sacrum rests on the ground now? Even how your legs are. Your sense of your center, your sense of your spine. And you follow the shape with your imagination, your sense of yourself, and feel the twists and turns of your spine, your sense of your breath. You might roll your head a little to the right and left and see how far down in your sense of your spine that you can feel that movement. We come up slowly, and sometimes, we all have our way that we do, like after every time we're lying down, maybe we have a way that we come up and we stretch and we do this and that. So we try not to do that here because you actually are changing the way that you're organized for standing, even though you're on the ground. So in order to really gather information, try to come up in a way that doesn't disrupt, that allows you to stay with your process. And that might mean just not stretching, just not doing what you habitually do. If you know you always roll to one side, see if you can really be mindful about how you come up and just follow that so you're really in a process of listening and then make your way to standing. Go slow, really, really slow. Once you do make your way to standing, maybe stand off of your mat so you have contact with the ground. And feel your sense of just how you make contact with the ground and how the ground forces move up through you. And you know, I can say things and they don't have to make sense. You are already really strongly aware of something. What is it? Without naming, you can follow sensation in your system, the way your shoulders rest, the length of your arms. And when you open your eyes, your sense of the size of the room, your sense of your height, how much room you take up, and then take a walk and feel how you walk. Your sense of what your spine does, how you move. through space. Just walk around the room, feeling how when you press down on the ground with your foot, what happens and how far can you track that movement. And there's a line of force that even moves all the way out through the crown of your head. You may be able to find it. So I thought we could take a 5-minute water in, water out. Do you have any questions that you want to ask me right now? Or you want to just be with it for a minute? Okay, just be with it. Just have some quiet for a minute and we'll come back. This is why it's called an intensive. Down the hall to the left. It's a lot, actually.